Belinda presents this unabridged recording of the worst sleepover in the world and Madame Badoobadar, written and read by Sophie Dahl. Gracie was coming to stay the night. Gracie is my best friend. It was our first ever sleepover. We talked about it all week, Mum, Ruby, and me. Ruby is my sister. She's 5. She and Gracie would sleep in my room with me. Gracie is 7, and so am I. Ruby and I planned the midnight feast we would have every night before bed. Ice cream sundaes, crisps and flying saucers, chocolate buttons and bootlaces, milkshakes and cupcakes and pizza and donuts, and a chocolate fountain and lemonade and cola cubes and lollipops and jelly beans and chips with mayonnaise, for starters. But Mum heard and said we could have crisps and sandwiches and popcorn. Spoil sport. We were going to make a den, read stories and stay up all night. We were going to dance like wild things and play Would You Rather and throw putty high up on the ceiling. It was going to leave marks like slug trails, and no one would tell us off. It was going to be the best sleepover in history. On Saturday evening, Gracie's mum dropped her off. She was going to a party. She had red lipstick and glittering shoes. Mum told her she looked beautiful. Neither my mum nor Gracie's mum have a mum anymore, so they help each other. Mum made sausages and chips and broccoli for tea, and Gracie said, "I don't like sausages, I don't like these chips, and I definitely don't like broccoli." "Oh," Mum said. "I'm quite fussy, you see," Gracie said, "but I do like rice." So Mum made Gracie a bowl of rice. "Would you like soy sauce?" she asked. "Absolutely no, thank you," Gracie replied. "I hate soy sauce. It's all brown and saucy." After tea, we made some houses out of magnetic tiles, and Gracie told us about a magic unicorn with a wounded hoof that lives on her roof. And then Mum said, "Would you girls like a bubble bath?" So we squashed into the bath and everyone's elbows and knees were jabbing each other, and it didn't feel that bubbly or comfortable, but it was exciting because next was the actual sleepover bit.